Unit 10. Recording 4.
OK, our first caller is on the line. Brenda Fisher.
Go ahead, Brenda. What would you like to ask me?
Good evening, Mr. Harvey. I want to talk about the parking problem. I'm very unhappy about it. I use my car a lot in the city, and I always take ages to find a space. I go round and round searching. It's a nightmare. And if I do get a space and go just a little over the time limit, some guy rushes up and sticks a huge parking fine on my window. And you know, your parking attendants, they're awful people. So rude. They seem to enjoy giving us fines.
I understand how you feel, Brenda. It's true, a lot of motorists are unhappy about the parking facilities. It's a serious problem, and we're looking at various ways of dealing with it. Thanks very much for your comment.
Thanks, Brenda. Now a call from Patrick Riley.
Evening, Mr. Harvey. It's about the noise and awful behaviour of young people on Friday and Saturday nights. You see, I finish work late at night. I have to walk through the centre of town to get back home. I can tell you it's not a nice experience. These youngsters come out of the bars and clubs after midnight. They make a tremendous noise, singing, shouting, screaming. Some of them get into fights. I tell you, I wouldn't want to be a policeman in this town. What are you going to do about it, Mr. Harvey?
I have to agree. Our city is becoming a bit like New York these days. Young people just don't want to go to bed at the weekends. We're very concerned about this problem. We're taking it seriously and thinking about various options to deal with it. We'll be considering solutions at our next council meeting.
OK, time for one more call before we have the news report. David Jenkins, you want to talk to our mayor about air pollution in the town, I believe.
Hello, Mr. Harvey. Good evening. Perhaps I should say goodbye.
Oh?
I want to talk to you about pollution. I'm moving away from here pretty soon. The air is so polluted, it's really bad for my health. You know, I've been here over 30 years, but recently I've been in very bad health. It's all because of the bad air. Too many fumes from the cars, I think. Anyway, I'm getting out. I've had enough.
Well, I don't know what to say to you, David. I'm sorry that you're thinking of leaving our city because of your health. I can tell you, our environment officer is preparing a report on reducing pollution levels. I'll make sure you get a copy.
Thank you. I hope you publish it soon.
Could I just say, Claire, before our break, we're having a public meeting in the town hall next week. Anyone is welcome to come and raise any issue that's bothering them. I'll be there, and also a colleague from the council. We want to have an open discussion and decide what our priorities are. We can't change everything immediately. We need to think about what the most important issues are.